That has become a juicy story. And what we thought was going to be, this very, I don't know, just biography about an artist, Gertrude Abercrombie. We've got some really great footage that we're getting, and the story is blossoming. It's really great. I wish I could tell you more, but we're actually, when you film a documentary, you're filming like live things that are happening right now in people's lives. And believe it or not, we found a storyline that is a today storyline that actually also ties very heavily into Gertrude Abercrombie herself. And so that's kind of unfolding. I can't really talk about it except that when I get to the point that we can, I think people are really going to enjoy it. And so they'll be able to see things happening today and how that ties into Gertrude and really learn about her art and about how Alito really was pervasive in her art. I think it'll be a great film, but more to come on that when we've got more under our belt.
And I remember talking to you, documentary filmmaking is, I know all film making is a long range process, but I think documentary filmmaking is a really long game, right? I mean, you've been working on this thing for a while.
And I don't think it's ending anytime soon. Truly, like the real life events that are happening, we have there's actually a court case that we're going to be hopefully getting into film, and that court case is in January of 2025. So like I don't really know when exactly we're going to stop shooting. Hopefully sometime in 2025 we can get it wrapped. But I when we interview someone, it leads down a new path, and so you're always kind of down a rabbit hole and wanting to just get all the footage you can so we can make the best movie possible.